We are joined right now by a quarterback for USF. He was the American Athletic Conference Offensive Player of the Year last season. He was first-team All-Conference. He was ranked in the top 20 nationally in 11 statistical rankings last season. More than 4,300 total yards and 42 touchdowns last year. He was named to the Walter Camp, Maxwell, Johnny Unitas, and Davey O'Brien watch lists. USF season opener is at San Jose State, August 26th. In fact, it's on CBS Sports Network. Quarterback Quentin Flowers is my guest. Quentin, really nice to have you on the show. How are you today?
I'm doing good, and yourself?
I'm great. Nice to talk to you. So we're about a month away from the season opener. There's a lot of buzz about the team and about you. You've got a new head coach in Charlie Strong. So what's the mood around the team right now, and how excited are you to start this thing?
Excited. Knowing that this is my last season, you know, you just got to go out and make everything count. So every day I go out, you know, and stress to my players, you know, we have to go out and make every moment and every play counts on offense. And I just try to be a leader to them guys, you know, and still at the end of the day, have fun.
USF quarterback Quentin Flowers joining us. So what kind of impressions do you have of Coach Strong so far, and what's he been like to work with?
Coach Strong been, you know, a good coach to work with. Right now we still getting to know each other. You know, we laugh and joke around with each other. But, you know, the thing that I like with Coach Strong, you know, he's competitive. You know, he go really hard with his defense, and, you know, he want me to score on our defense every time because he feel like, you know, our defense gonna be the top. You know, knowing that going against a coach like that, you know, who will have your back and want you to succeed, it's just a great feeling.
You know, when we're talking about USF as the favorite to win the conference this season, it is worth remembering that back in 2014, the team went 4-8. So what do you remember about that season, and did you always know that you were building something special?
That's the reason why I came here. You know, ever since I was growing up, I always wanted to be a difference maker. When I was getting recruited by USF, the last time I remember their record was 2-8. And people always ask me, you know, why USF? Why are you going there? I could have went to, you know, a lot of big schools and played different positions, but I just wanted to be a different guy. And I felt like USF was a place that, you know, I could put on top and I could put on the map with a lot of guys that were coming in. And, you know, once I became a starter my sophomore year, you know, me and the guys, we just took it from there and, you know, we wanted to be on top.
Now, let's be clear about that for a minute, because when you were coming out of high school, there were a lot of big-time programs that wanted you as a running back or a receiver or a safety, but you did decide on USF instead, and you just mentioned why. Let me ask you something else, though. You said, quote, "I could have gone to all the big schools and got championship rings, but I was the guy that wanted to be different and start my own legacy," end quote. So where did that notion of legacy come from, and what would you like your legacy to be at USF?
I want my legacy to be, you know, I want to be remembered as, you know, one of the great players that came through USF. My coach in high school always told me, you know, start your own legacy. Don't be like everybody else. And, you know, that's something I always took. In high school, I could have went to Miami Northwestern. I could have went to Miami Central and just, you know, play with Dalvin Cook at Central or play with a couple guys on the team that went to Miami Northwestern. But, you know, I went to Miami Jackson, a school that, you know, really didn't do anything. A lot of people, you know, didn't really care about. But my junior year, like I said, I wanted to be a different maker. And my junior year, I took our school to, you know, the semifinal. That's the farthest school ever been in school history. So I always try to, you know, leave my legacy from where I'm coming from and always, you know, try to be a difference maker, not just be another guy.
USF quarterback Quentin Flowers joining us. Once again, he's been named to the Walter Camp, Maxwell, Johnny Unitas, and Davey O'Brien watch list. You know, the fact that you're having the type of career you're having and that you and I are even having this conversation right now is absolutely incredible, given what's taken place in your life. When you were 7 years old, you were sitting on your father's lap outside of your home in Liberty City, and then you went inside, Quentin, and then moments later, you heard a gunshot. Can you share what happened next?
I was, like you said, you know, I was sitting on my dad's lap. I got up to go use the restroom because he was just about to give me and my friend some money to go to the store. The store is right across the street. So I told him, just hold it. I'm going to run to the restroom, and I'll come right back. So I got up. I would say like 30 seconds later, as soon as I get in the living room, I heard a gunshot. You know, I was a kid, you know. I didn't really, like, pay attention to, like, gun violence and everything. But once I got in the bathroom, I looked out the window, and I just heard everybody screaming, you know, my mom crying and everything. So I went back out, and I just seen my dad, you know, laying on the floor. And from there, you know, I just was hurt from there.
Quentin, you were just 7, and then you mentioned your mom just now. When you were in high school, your mother, Nancy, then passed away after battling cancer. So what was your mother like as a person, and then what kind of an impact did she have on you?
My mom had a huge impact on me. You know, I was the baby. I was the youngest out of 4. She just wanted the best for me. She wanted the best for me and my brothers. And, you know, she always told me. I'll never forget one time I was, like, 3 blocks away from home, and she called my phone, and she was like, you know, she called me Booby, and she was like, hurry up, come, I got to tell you something. And, you know, I'm rushing to get home. I ain't trying to hear what nobody talking about. I'm just trying to get to my mom. And she was like, pass me the remote. And that was a funny day that I could remember. But my mom, she was the type of lady that just liked to have fun, you know, trying to get to know everybody, like to have, like, parties and do fun things with my friends and I. But she was the type of a lady that care about everybody, not just herself, not just her kids, but the people who around her kids and her too.
Quentin Flowers joining us, USF quarterback. And one of your teammates, Dietrich Nichols, who has known you since you were 7, said, and I quote, I know what his mom meant to him, and that was heartbreaking, his mom passing away. That was another chance for him to give up, but he kept pushing, and I respect him for that. And Quentin, losing a parent is unbelievably painful. But losing both is more than most people could ever handle. How were you able to keep pushing and to stay on?
Like I told you, you know, I had to grow up faster than all the other kids. I had to make a lot of decisions on my own. I really didn't have no parents to, you know, talk to me, or I didn't have that opportunity, you know, to have my mom or my dad to pick the school for me just to show them that I appreciate them. But I had to grow up faster than a lot of other kids. And I just wanted to, you know, I didn't want to stop doing what my mom seen me doing. It was a time where, you know, I was hurt. I felt like just giving up on football. I felt like, you know, I didn't want to do it no more because I lost the main 2 people in my life at that point. And, you know, it's just like one day I was sleeping. She came back to talk to me and was like, you know, don't give up. Always chase your dream. So that's why, you know, I just kept going every day. Every day I wake up, you know, I just feel like I have to feed someone in my family. You know, I have to do something to be successful in life and, you know, just to make my mom happy even though she's not here.
Quentin, I would imagine people listening right now who don't know this story are saying, hey, how could so many terrible things happen to a good person? How much can you ask of one young person? But sadly, that was not it. I mean, even before your first college start, your stepbrother Bradley was killed. And it was at that point that your former coach at USF, Willie Taggart, said, the things this kid has been through, a lot of adults can't get through, and to come out with a smile every day and a great attitude and to be a great team player ever since he's been here, that's great to have. So it seems to me it's one thing for you to have to continue to push through all these things, but you have this amazing attitude, and you've got a great smile on your face every single day. How do you maintain that attitude when you have to deal with the sort of adversity you've gone through?
You know, sometimes it hurts, you know, knowing that, you know, I lost my dad, I lost my mom, then I lost my brother. You know, just coming to practice every day, I try to just do things to stay focused. And I know if my mom was here, she'd make sure I'm focused and doing what I'm doing now. So, you know, even though my mom's not here on this earth, I know she's watching over me. You know, I always say, you know, my 3 angels is watching me. So I can't go out and, you know, do anything wrong because I know I'm going to get punished for it. But I just go out every day and just try to have fun with the people that's around me because them guys look up to me, them guys watch me. and they follow behind me because I'm the leader of this team. So I just go out, and these guys just, Darius, Tyus, you know, them guys just put a smile on my face. They make me happy when I'm around. So it kind of take my mind off that.
It seems to me that you're a different kind of person. You're a different kind of dude. You're a different kind of athlete. You're a born leader. You lead from the front. If there's somebody listening right now who maybe is not in that same sort of situation, but they're going through something, because you know there's a lot of people who are, maybe not what you went through, but there's somebody listening right now going through something very tough and they're struggling with it, what kind of advice would you have for that person?
The advice I could have for that person, I could tell them, you know, just pray, get down on your knees, talk to God, and, you know, he'll come through anytime you need him. You will have obstacles that you got to get over. You have trials and tribulations that you have to get over, but at the end of the day, don't give up. You know, just keep going. And, you know, it might be that one day you feeling so down that it will be a point that God just come in your life and help you.
Sage advice for a young person who's gone through quite a bit and having an amazing college career. Once again, the American Athletic Conference Offensive Player of the Year last season, first team all conference, and ranked in the top 20 nationally in 11 different categories. Quentin Flowers joining us. Quentin, so good to have you on. I know that's a difficult story to tell. I really appreciate you sharing it. I know that motivated and inspired a lot of people, and it's really nice to talk to you. Thank you so much.
No problem.
Quentin Flowers, USF quarterback. I mean, he's already lived an entire life. I'd venture to guess that 99.9% of the audience listening, myself included, have never had to go through what he's gone through already as a young person.